We may not have a fortnight. We may not have a day. The king mentioned something about seeing my head on a spike. Ned frowned. He did not truly believe the king would harm him. Not Robert. He was angry now, but once Ned was safely out of sight, his rage would cool as it always did. Always? Yes. Suddenly uncomfortable, he found himself recalling Rhaegar Targaryen. 15 years dead, yet Robert hates him as much as ever. It was a disturbing notion. And there was the other matter, the business with Catelyn and the dwarf, that Yoren had warned him of last night. That would come to light soon, as sure as sunrise, and with the king in such a black fury. Robert might not care a fig for Tyrion Lannister, but it would touch on his pride, and there was no telling what the queen might do. It might be safest if I went on ahead, he told Poole. I will take my daughters and a few guardsmen. The rest of you can follow when you are ready. Inform Jorah, but tell no one else, and do nothing until the girls and I have gone. The castle is full of eyes and ears, and I would rather my plans were not known. As you command, my lord. When he had gone, Eddard Stark went to the window and sat brooding. Robert had left him no choice that he could see. He ought to thank him. It would be good to return to Winterfell. He ought never to have left. His sons were waiting there. Perhaps he and Catelyn would make a new song together when he returned. They were not so old yet, and of late he had often found himself dreaming of snow, of the deep quiet of the Wolf's Wood at night.